Good morning. We have been exploring briefly over the last couple of weeks the idea of hope in crisis. We have said that hope is eagerly expecting something in the future, while crisis is our present reality, the situation we find ourselves in the present moment. Do we have hope? Is there something better ahead of us? The scripture is clear that Jesus Christ is indeed our hope. Today, we want to examine the story of David and Goliath found in 1 Samuel chapter 17. The story is a well-known story. It is a narrative with good lessons for hope in times of crisis. In verse 8 of 1 Samuel 17, we read these words. Then he stood and cried out to the armies of God and said to them, "Why have you come out to line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine and you the servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me." Goliath is taunting the people of God. A crisis is presented to the people. The people reacted with dismay and fear, as shown in verses 11 and 24. In verse 11, when Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. The crisis persisted, and the crisis was prolonged for over 40 days. In verse 16, and the Philistine drew near and presented himself 40 days, morning and evening. In verse 29, we see the question being asked by David: is there not a cause? There are some truths about crisis as presented in this story. In verse 33, we are told that we are not able. In other words, when we are faced with these various situations in our lives, we need to recognize that we ourselves are not able to deal with these crises. Saul said to David, "You are not able to go up against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." You are not able. In the midst of our crisis, we often are fearful and we often doubt ourselves. Is that good or is it bad? Well, in verses 33 through 35, we are told another truth about hope. The experiences that we have had in our lives often prepares us to deal with the crisis. The words here in verse 34 says, "But David said to Saul, 'Your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it.'" He had experiences that were preparing him for this particular crisis. In verse 36, we see his unexplained experiences finding purpose. "Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defiled the armies of the living God." There is indeed a foundation of hope in times of crisis. David identified the foundation in the story In verse 37, he declares that the Lord will fight this battle for us. In verse 45, he declares the name of the Lord of hosts. David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, with a shield, and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled." In the midst of our crisis, there is hope that is presented by Jesus Christ. He will fight our battles for us. He is the hope of glory. He is our blessed hope. He is our living hope. As the great hymn reminds us, "My hope is built on nothing else than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand." As we close this series, let us remember that the battle within us, the crisis within us, our hope lies in Jesus Christ. He and obedience to his word will give us the victory. Let us remember that the crisis in creation, that the hope was presented to us that one day God will renew this earth and make it as he intended it to be. Let us therefore not live just for the moment and in the moment when we face the crisis, but let us keep our eyes on the future, looking for that blessed hope in Jesus Christ.